President's Message. Image: Marijke Jonkers, President, People with Disability Australia, PWDA. Dear PWDA community, this year will go down in history in the disability rights movement, but not for the reasons many of us had hoped. The release of the government response to the Disability Royal Commission, DRC, the NDIS Amendment Bill, NDIS Bill, and the NDIS Review brought an emotional rollercoaster. After some beautiful moments of community coming together and member forums at the beginning of the year, we were here to support each other through it all. Instead of bringing landmark, once-in-a-lifetime change and enshrining the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD, while shining a spotlight on every area of society and the importance of engaging disabled people, the response to the DRC left members, our board, and staff alike devastated and disappointed. Having shared our stories and relived traumas to ensure no one lives through these things again and create a better world, we all expected something more than 13 out of the 222 recommendations to be immediately actioned. I am proud of our community for the way we came together, especially with the timing of this coinciding with the NDIS bill, which threatened to take away life-changing support in the same week. For me personally, it was a hectic 2 days. I found myself holed up in a hotel, preparing for a press conference that occurred less than 45 minutes after the report's release. I joined leadership from other organisations in the sector to speak with the media. Subsequently, PWDA was mentioned in over 300 articles. Now more than ever, we must push forward to ensure the promises of our full inclusion and our genuine choice and control are realised, and that we as disabled people are at the centre of all decisions affecting our lives. PWDA played a loud and leading role in holding governments to account and demanding a meaningful response to the DRC. The violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation voiced by everyone who gave evidence to the DRC and experienced by thousands of people with disability who could not give evidence must not happen to future generations of disabled people. I am proud we released PWDA's response to the DRC, which provides a roadmap for the implementation of the DRC's recommendations and, if adopted in full, would ensure real, lasting change comes from our Royal Commission. This report was built on the voices of our members and will guide our work for years to come as we fight for the actions it contains to be fully adopted by governments. PWDA also continued to provide leadership on issues related to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. We heard from many members about their concerns regarding the government's living with COVID-19 strategy and the impact it has had on the most vulnerable in our community. In response, we developed a comprehensive position statement advocating for responses to pandemics that centre people with disability. We also made a submission and testified at the Federal Government COVID Inquiry, focusing on current issues but also how the response could be better for people with disability in the event of future public health crises. As always, a number of our board directors have sat on external advisories, sharing information and bringing it back to our organisation. As President and Chair of Membership Engagement, I have been passionate about being grassroots-led, with all decisions informed by and centring members' voices. The member forums have been a wonderful way to engage with our community, covering topics from COVID-19 to the NDIS review, the DRC, and International Day of People with a Disability, featuring past PWDA President Craig Wallace and DRC Commissioner Dr. Rhonda Galbally AC. As an organisation led by and for people with disability, I am pleased PWDA made our voices heard in forums across Australia and the globe this year. PWDA representatives were front and centre at Senate committee hearings on the NDIS bill, ensuring the voices of our members were read out directly by myself, giving testimony in two inquiries, as well as part of our submissions and follow-up, putting members' voices into the hands of the politicians and decision-makers. Our contributions to the NDIS review and responding to proposed changes to the scheme was a key focus this year. More of our members contributed to our NDIS consultations than any other in recent years. We have consistently advocated for a scheme that supports the needs of people with disability and has the access and flexibility that our members rely on. PWDA's submissions and media activity highlighted the critical areas of improvement, such as participant choice and control, safeguarding, and the need for greater support for marginalised groups within the disability community. We are deeply disappointed that this opportunity to improve and safeguard the NDIS for the future may be squandered. We will not stop fighting for an NDIS that meets the diverse needs of our community, and we will continue to advocate for reforms that prioritise the rights, dignity, will, and preference of all participants. Not forgotten are the 80% of people with disability who are not NDIS participants. And we continue to advocate for every person with a disability support need. PWDA was also at international gatherings, such as the Conference of State Parties at the United Nations in New York, and roundtables on responses to the DRC and domestic and family violence. I am proud to have been a part of these efforts, and know PWDA will continue to ensure our members are represented wherever their voices need to be heard. One of the ways we as an organisation keep disability issues top of mind for the community and government is through media representation. This year, we responded to various critical issues, including the DRC final report on eliminating restrictive practices, the NDIS data breach, proposed changes to the NDIS, the federal and state budgets, and less serious but no less important issues, such as the benefits of adaptive fashion for improving independence and confidence. Thank you to every media outlet for the ever-increasing level of coverage around issues pertaining to disability. Our power lies in our community. And I want to take a moment to acknowledge the lives of those in our community who have passed away this year. We remember John Walsh AO, one of the key architects of the NDIS and a tireless disability rights campaigner, and much-loved grassroots disability rights activist Phineas Finn Meir. We are grateful to John, Finn, and everyone who has come before us and contributed to the fight for our rights to be protected, promoted, and upheld. Also, young Bodhi Bula, who we will remember dancing joyfully at Mardi Gras, whipping up the crowd into a huge cheer with his light-up wings and gigantic smile. It's an incredible gift for our organisation that he and his family joined our float and so proudly wore our rainbow T-shirts. A personal highlight for me has been meeting members out loud and proud at Mardi Gras for the past 2 years since its return after COVID. As the board, we are the representatives for the members. And to hear the joy in people's voices talking about travelling from all over the country to be part of this and proudly making costumes has been very special. It's a reminder of why it is so important not only to be creating an opportunity for members to be part of Mardi Gras and travel from around the country to join in the celebration of who we are, but also to have been announced as the national peak for LGBTQIASB+ people with disability, with over a third of our membership identifying as such. The 2024 Mardi Gras reminded me of the last time I had felt so welcomed and included, the Sydney 2000 Paralympics. That was 24 years ago, and it was the last time when I've seen a crowd of people so excited, welcoming and celebrating people with disability. To see the crowd light up, cheering, wanting high fives and photos, no different to any other float, made my heart full for the future. That we, as disabled and intersectional people can be embraced and celebrated for exactly who we are. The word Paralympics comes from a Greek word that means parallel but equal. I am proud to be a Paralympian, proud to be a member of this organisation, and proud to be a person with disability. It's important for the community to recognise, though, that the sporting heroes we've been cheering on for 10 days in Paris return to this country as disabled people. They will also be impacted by the issues all of the rest of us face. It shouldn't be every 4 years that we celebrate the lives and achievement of people with disability. We congratulate Rosemary Kayas on her appointment as Disability Discrimination Commissioner after an extensive career in human rights and disability advocacy and at the United Nations. Of course, none of this would have been possible without the outstanding leadership of our CEO, Sebastian Zagarella, and Deputy CEO, Carolyn Hodge, who has now been replaced by Megan Spindler-Smith, along with their remarkable teams and all of the staff. On behalf of the board and myself, I say thank you. The board and I take seriously the responsibility of leading PWDA, representing our members' wishes, and ensuring we remain a genuine voice for disabled people. I would like to thank all of my board colleagues for their dedication during their terms as directors. It has been a year of significant change within PWDA's leadership. Within months of the PWDA Annual General Meeting, AGM, I was elected president. Throughout the past year, we also farewelled Dr. Michelle Hyde, Dr. Gilles Hassanlou, and our past president, and we thank them for their contributions. I would also like to acknowledge our co-vice presidents, Kevin Morris and Eva Seifus, and our continuing board directors, Dr. Heidi Badawi, Arun Baramundi, Treasurer Presley Chahuri, and Secretary Suresh Rajan. We also welcome 4 co-opted board directors, Daniel Flynn, Trinity Ford, Declan Lee, and Stuart Morby. I want to express my deep gratitude to all our board directors for offering their time, expertise, and leadership. Volunteering to serve on the board is no small commitment, and their work has been instrumental in steering PWDA through this period of reform and uncertainty. The year ahead will bring significant change to the board again, with the terms of myself and the other longest-serving member, Suresh Rajan, ending. The board has put significant effort into succession planning and training for a smooth transition. I would like to pay a special tribute to Suresh Rajan for his 13 years of service to PWDA, much of this serving on the executive as treasurer. His financial acumen will be sorely missed. This year, he has continued to shine as a mentor to new board directors, especially co-opted future treasurers as part of this succession planning. Part of that succession planning has been the creation of a board liaison position to ensure all board directors have their accessibility needs met seamlessly and that knowledge carries on beyond the AGM. Some basic administrative tasks, such as ensuring the president has access to the president inbox and the creation of a president calendar, have been implemented. I've also tried to communicate with members about where we are at, which for many people these days is through social media, and I've enjoyed interacting with many of you. I am just one of many who have been privileged to learn by sitting on this board alongside great advocates, bringing together a world of professional and personal experience, friendships, and memories that will last a lifetime. One of my final messages as a president is to encourage you to consider whether you might be a board director of the future. It isn't something I saw in my future, most definitely not a senior leadership role. And I'm very grateful for the mentoring of now retired board directors when I first joined the board and the related accommodations that made it possible. This is an organisation where you get as much out as you put in, by having the opportunity to take positions we often don't get the chance to in paid employment, and with the supports and welcome we need in place. As I've been candid throughout my presidency about the way my own disability of a spinal cord injury has interacted with my capacity to do the job, such as needing to use voice dictation or medical interruptions, I want to call attention to the fact I have spent my term as president serving from bed, healing a pressure sore. While many of us may think there's someone out there who can do a better job, or that our disability might impact us, the first step is starting by joining a board, advisory, or running for election. We can do so much more with the remarkable support of this board. I congratulate in advance the incoming board and elected leadership, and encourage everyone to get behind the new board and president. It's wonderful seeing new generations of leaders, advocates, and activists stepping in, but I know a lot of work goes on behind the scenes to keep the organisation running. I look forward to supporting from the sidelines as the next chapter in this organisation's long history unfolds. It's been a privilege to serve you as a board director and your president. As my four-year term ends, and we once again face the prospect of new board directors and leadership, I am reminded that this organisation is bigger than any one individual and thrives and adapts with each change. It started in a garage with a group of people living with disability, and while it shows my age, the organisation and I are the same age. It started in the International Year of People with Disability. The list of past presidents and board directors includes some of the most accomplished disability advocates in this country. They have left me big shoes to fill. I know there are going to be extraordinary presidents and board directors in the future. They face challenges leading through the changes ahead, but our community is powerful. More and more young, strong, and diverse leaders are stepping in. I encourage everybody to support the board and executive elected after the AGM, and it's been a privilege to have held the seat warm for you these past 12 months. Marijke Jonkers, Interim President, PWDA. The President's message covers key milestones, achievements and events that have occurred throughout Marijke's tenure on the board and as Interim President, including those that took place after the end of the 2023-24 financial year.